What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Michael and Angela are back to spice things up, and Tanya is checking up the deuces. Why? Well, stay tuned to find out.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Just the two of us.
Yep.
Holding down the fort. Okay, okay. We're going to keep it moving.
Yes.
Welcome to the after show for 90 Day Fiancé, everyone. It's good to see us, right?
Good to see you, too.
I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. To the left of me, I have Ashley Bowden.
Hey, y'all.
Ashley's going to be in our live chat, pretty much doing everything, okay, tonight. She has some questions for us later.
Yes,
I do. And a little bit of news and gossip.
Little tea.
It's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. I like this episode. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. What did you think?
It was cool.
It was all right?
It was just okay.
It was just okay? I thought it was pretty good. And yeah. I will say, because Michael and Angela are back, I just thought that Angela's little scene was hilarious, but we will definitely get to that.
I will say that I got more clarity on a couple of the couples, and I've made some definitive, like, determinations.
Did anything change?
Yeah, well, my opinion was solidified.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say that.
So you weren't wrong about any other couple?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, we're going to see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. Sounds good. Can anyone guess Juliana's hidden talents?
Ooh.
There's probably so many. I don't know. We don't really know a lot about her, but we'll definitely find out later. Ashley has the tea for us on that. But like we said, overall, this episode was, you said, okay. I thought it was pretty solid because I liked it because of Michael and Angela, and I just thought she's really funny. But let's go ahead and jump into Anna and Marcel.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So things really just aren't looking good for them.
No.
I mean, I said last week, this is probably the most depressing couple to watch for me. Well, they're in the top two, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I can't forget about Emily and Sasha. That's right. Too much, too. We don't get into that as well.
Yeah, yeah, they might be neck and neck.
What do you do when your kids just really, really are pushing back on the person that you love? It's time to walk away, don't you think, for her?
Well, I think the pressure needs to be on Marcel about revealing to his family about the kids. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's acceptable. I don't think it's okay that they're being hidden from his family. Like, mm-hmm. How would you feel if somebody was hiding you from their family? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, they're human beings. Aside from them being your kids, they're human beings. And on top of them being human beings, they're your children.
Yes.
So you need to be their biggest advocate. And I would not accept a man not fully accepting my children.
Yes.
And not manning up and saying, hey, mom and dad, this is the adult relationship that I got into. This is the woman that I'm with, and she has children.
Mm-hmm.
How is that okay in your mind?
I agree with that.
Okay.
I'm also looking at it from his perspective, where he doesn't want to lose his family or chance losing his family. And then, let's see, they haven't even gotten married yet. So that's how I look at it. I'm not chancing anything mm-hmm. until if I'm in his position mm-hmm. where the family will cut you off until I'm married. Just because, like, the kids don't like him now. She can easily say, all right, bye.
But what you're saying makes sense, but I don't think he's planning on doing that after they get married.
Yeah, he's not. But that's why I'm like, I kind of understand where you're coming from. But also, I want to be in his shoes. But I mean, come on, Marcel. You need to make some type of compromise. Just say, wait until we cross that line first, you know?
Well, Monica Valencia in the comment says that the bees are going to keep them together. Mm-hmm. I think that might be. I actually think that might be true. But I really do want to see her step up and take up for her kids and just say, no, this is not acceptable.
I also would like for her to stop making it hard on them. I don't know. I think sometimes, like, bringing up the situation over and over again makes it harder on the kids versus trying to move past it and get on him to the side. Like, you know what you got to do.
Right.
A lot of the times she's taking them somewhere or they're around and she's like, so how do you guys feel about Marcel? The same way they felt 24 hours ago.
Yeah. Joey's not interested in Marcel at all.
No. And the little boy is probably hearing what his big brothers are saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And repeating it.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
That's exactly
what's
happening.
I'm getting
that vibe. Like, for example, my thing with Marcel is I just think there's a lack of maturity. I think that he just doesn't take accountability for stuff. For example, when they were trying on the tuxedos and he mentioned to Joey, oh, if you don't want this marriage, then I'll just go back to Turkey. Why would you put all, that's a child.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you putting all that on him? Like, oh, he doesn't want me here, so I'm going to go home. How about you just want to go home?
Yeah, but it doesn't change how Joey feels. He's like, oh, that makes it easy.
Joey said, this is great. We have no problem, Mom. Let's pack it up. It's time to go.
Joey is no joke. He is hilarious. But I definitely think he has an influence on his brothers, obviously.
Yes.
They're overhearing what he's saying and they feel the same way. If he was not there, I guarantee you this would be an easy transition for Anna, honestly. If Joey wasn't around, let's say Joey went off to college or mm-hmm. something, he was old enough for that, Anna would be perfectly fine with, I feel like, them being hidden.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would still be a hard pill to swallow, but the pushback wouldn't be there from the kids.
You know what I wonder? If she did not have that pushback from the kids, would she still feel comfortable marrying Marcel?
100%.
You think she would be?
Yep.
So you think the kids are the biggest obstacle?
That's the only reason that she's crying, is because she doesn't want to seem like, I wouldn't say an unfit mother, but one that just picks a man over her. She doesn't want that vibe, but I guarantee you. Yeah.
And my thing is, like, is the connection that strong? I've always kind of questioned this connection because of the lack of communication.
It's weak as water.
Yeah. Okay.
It's weak as water. If they spoke the same language, they would not be dealing with each other.
Right.
Which he speaks pretty good in English, let's be real.
Oh, he does when he wants to.
Yeah,
when he wants to.
He puts together a great sentence. I'm not believing none of it, Marcel. Okay, so moving on to Michael and Angela. Michael!
Aww.
You know I gotta say it like that.
I like him.
Yeah,
and
I love Michael. I've always loved Michael. Wait, are you just getting to know Michael?
I'm just learning them.
Okay.
I'm just kind of learning them and getting to know them. And I like them both. There's some toxicity there.
There is.
There's quite a bit.
Yes.
But I think that they balance each other out pretty well.
Yes. There is a 20-year difference. Yeah. Michael is from Nigeria. Angela is from Hazelhurst, Georgia. Deep South. Okay? 4 hours from Atlanta, deep south.
Yes.
We kind of get into their background. For anyone that's been riding the 90 Day Train, you may have seen them before. May not. Mm-hmm. They were on a couple of other 90 Day shows. There's so many. There's so many different spinoffs. But they even had their own little special, I think, last week or mm-hmm. the week before. So there's a lot to know about Angela and Michael. Just know that they add a little spice.
They
a little
do.
Flavor.
They're pretty spicy.
They are. Angela, you'll get to know her daughter, Skyla.
Skyla, yep.
Michael wants Skyla's eggs, and we find that out here, but
yes.
We've known that from
I found
season,
that out before,
yes,
too.
Yes, before,
yeah.
too. But that's bold.
Yeah, he said, I'm planning on getting Skyla to donate her eggs,
yeah.
basically. Skyla's not about that life because nope. she's like, that will still be my child, mm-hmm. and I'm just not about that life.
Right.
But we'll talk about that.
Angela's trying to stay young, y'all. here for the Botox. I mean, I'm not mad at you, Angela. Do what you want to do, okay?
I like her. She lives her best life. And if she wanted to get the Botox to be nice and fly when Michael comes mm-hmm. to America, I'm all for it.
She can get a bit much.
Okay. In what way?
She will say some off-the-wall stuff. You'll see. How about that? You will see. She'll say some off-the-wall stuff, and you'll be like, hold up. Like, that's not okay.
Right, right.
But at the same time, you really like how fun she is and the spice that they add to the show.
I will say, and hey, this is Brianna from the booth. In our 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly, they are, for the past few weeks, I think since even the previous season, they are one of the couples that a majority of the fans in our chat were saying they want gone and off the show and are done with.
Why? Mm.
I think because, Ashley, you're getting very new to them, but in the past, it's just like, it's a repeated process. It's a repeated process of Michael does something that makes her not trust him. She gets mad at him.
That's true.
And is very petty when she gets mad. And I think a lot of people are like, why are they together still?
Super controlling.
Yeah. No, she is very controlling. The whole fact that he can't work mm-hmm. and she pays for all his bills and everything. Like, that's
right.
That's why I said there's some toxicity there. Yes. But I do. Their dynamic makes hilarious. For good TV.
It does.
But I want to ask, do you think Michael is deceiving himself, thinking that, okay, I'm going to go to America, everything's going to be fine between Angela and I, we're going to have this baby, even though she's in her 50s. Do you think he's lying to himself, or do you think that he can really make it happen?
He's been lying to himself mm-hmm. since he got with Angela.
Okay.
Everything about this relationship has been built on a dream mm-hmm. in his head that we know is not going to go down the way he thinks it's going to go down when he actually touches down in the States.
I mean, Ashley, I don't know if you're aware of this, but his mom actually has been on the show before, and both between him and his mom, they want him to have a kid. Mm-hmm. And with Angela, she said it has to be my DNA. You can't get somebody else
pregnant.
So it's either going to be her DNA, meaning her daughter, or her own egg, or that won't happen. And in his culture, they're like, his mom's basically like, you have to have grandkids for me. And it has to be yours.
And Angela lied to the mom and said, yes, she went to go see if she had any eggs left. She had one that wasn't really good, right?
Oh, Lord.
She lied to the mom and said, I can get pregnant. Like, it's all good. Because she didn't want to tell her the truth. It's going to be a huge issue.
Yeah. So is the situation with Michael and Angela true love, in your opinion?
No. No. I would say it's... Honestly, I can't answer that. I just think it's really great for entertainment.
Because Meg Blue Shift Eyes in the live chat said he's hoping to leave her in 3 years for a woman in her 20s. Let's be real here.
He loves her. I don't know. This is the IDK. I have to skip this one. This because I really don't even know. It's just such a mess. Like, it's the whole situation is just a mess. It's just fun to watch.
I think he likes her, but I think he likes that idea of America a whole lot more.
He likes the idea of America. I get that, too. I get 100%. That. Yeah.
Really quick, while we're talking about the best meemaw, I want to touch on Michael and the American Friends.
Okay.
And them saying, don't do it. This isn't a good look. Really, is what they're trying to say. Like,
without saying it.
I don't know. And he just keeps taking up for them. I just want to say this. I predict that, and I know this is early, we're going to say predictions for later, but this one I have to do now. I predict that Angela's going to see this playback and she's going to be heated at the fact, not that he's just getting, not at what they're saying, the friends are, but at the fact that he's talking to other women.
Women, yeah.
That's her.
She's going to be very angry.
Yes.
Yeah.
So at the tell-all, I guarantee you, Angela's going to go off about the fact that he's sitting at a table with women and she's not there.
Yeah. She's got a problem. She's got a problem.
So we're going to see that play out. I'm excited. And I want to know, like, what's really going up with you guys not wanting them on the show? I know things get iffy with Angela, but hop in the comments if you agree with what Bree said other people are saying in the comments. Let us know.
Yeah, honesty for... I can't say your name, but honesty for ya.
Okay.
Bleep says that's not true love. It's convenience on his part and being souped up on her part. Meg says, I think he loves her, but I also think he's a realist. Somebody wants his visa to get denied. That's Diana Smotherman. Karen says that she will physically and verbally abuse him. I actually could see that.
I see it. Once he touches down, I yeah. see it.
Well, because she's already kind of abusive to him.
Yeah, she acts up a lot.
Yeah, like he can't go hang out on it. She got mad because he went to hang out with on his birthday. And
she controls his phone,
yeah,
everything.
She's very, very controlling. So she's emotionally abusive at this point. So, I mean, I hope she doesn't put her hands on him.
Right.
To make the situation worse.
On a lighter note, here at AfterBuzz, we have so many different, so many different genres within our networks.
Yes.
Sci-fi, reality.
Comedy.
We have sports, too. Like, drama. Pretty much everything you can think of. Go ahead and share this video. Mm-hmm. Like, thumbs up. But yes, like the video, please, guys. Why are you here right now?
We have 105 people in the live chat right now. I want everybody to pause.
Please.
And scroll up. Yes. Hit that like button for us. Okay, scroll back down. All right, we're back. We're back.
Any shout outs? Any more shout outs?
Yeah. You know what? Our live chat is lit every week. We really appreciate you guys. There's Judy's, Kimberly Shady Mayfield, Jennifer Navarro, Diana Smotherman, Lillian Hafner, Karen, Ruth M., Meg Blue Eyes, I think I said her, Mallory Groover, Sarah Hutch. I mean, everybody is in this daggone live chat. And 108
of y'all.
Yep.
Go ahead. We see the 9 likes. We need them likes to go up.
Give us a thumbs up, guys.
Go up.
And gals.
Okay, moving on. We have Tanya and Sinjin.
Aw.
Speaking of up, she was chucking up the deuces. She was ready out of there. To go.
She said, all right, I'm going to head out.
Yeah, she got a little emotional when he gave her the little keychain or whatever.
That was so sweet. Yes. And
we see you guys in the comments, by the way. I mean, in the likes. You guys are doing a good job. 22, okay. Let's keep that number rising.
Let's keep it. Can we get 25?
Can we get
25?
45 over here. I'll take 45. But back to what we were saying. She was super quick to leave. She got emotional about the little token or whatever it was, mm-hmm. the keychain that he gave her.
Yes.
But honestly, he was the one that was really choked up. Like,
yeah.
I can't believe she's really leaving me.
Yeah.
That was sad.
That was a sad moment. That was a tough, 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 tough moment.
Yeah. I don't know. I just kind of want to talk about how she explained how her trip is going to go. I will be working. These are her words, basically. Mm-hmm. I will be working or learning 5 to 6 days of the week.
Okay.
During the weekend, I'll be exploring. I don't know when I'll be able to call you.
Basically, like, I'll see where I can fit you in to my schedule.
And don't get an attitude. Don't be upset because I don't want to call and you're like, well, why haven't I talked to you? Like, mm-hmm. she just wants it her way or the highway.
Okay.
Who can put up with that?
I don't think she's the relationship type. I think she's just one of those women who would probably do better single
mm-hmm.
and alone. And I don't mean that in a negative, there's nothing wrong with being single. There's nothing wrong with being alone. But I think that she is just a, kind of like a, and I say this as nicely as possible, kind of just like a self-centered person. She knows what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And either you fit in that program or you don't.
Yeah.
And I'm still going to go along with my program.
See, I don't know who would be good for her, but I won't say better alone. I'm thinking she needs a special kind of person. Like, they just really just is just kind of checked out on that front where he's okay with her mm-hmm. running the show and doing what she's doing. Sinjin is too much of, like, a free spirit. And her personality will crush a free spirit like him.
Yeah, I feel like she needs somebody that's kind of like a couch potato that just kind of goes with the flow, that just chilling at home, watch TV, like, okay, baby, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to sit here and watch my program.
Yeah, and he's trying to kind of do that, mm-hmm. like, trying to, like, I support it. I don't care. Good job. You know what I mean? But deep down, he's hurting.
Yeah, and that mama, she had the whole rundown for him. Like, we going to do the yard. We going to paint the house.
I would have the worst anxiety stuck in the shed.
I would not want to live there. I would go ahead and go back to South Africa. Like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, and she's living for 30 days.
Yeah.
I want to know, what is she packing that small red bag? I'm like, this is a 30-day bag? I don't know if anyone noticed.
Well, I think they can't do certain, like, they're limited on probably what they can bring.
Listen, Darcy
uh-huh.
would pack 10 bags.
But she's going to go become a holistic, yeah, like, let's be fair, witch doctor.
She doesn't, she seems a lot more low maintenance
than Darcy
in that area.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that you can pack 30 days worth of clothes. I don't know what she's doing, honestly.
I mean, if you're only going to wear the same thing over and over again, just rewash it. That could be an option.
That could. I guess.
So Kimberly Shady Mayfield in the comments said that she needs a Corey. She does need a Corey.
She does.
She does need
but
a Corey.
She would walk over Corey. I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
But Corey would be okay with it. I think Corey likes that dominant personality. And I think that she would be more loving than Evelyn.
I don't know. I don't think that would be good for him.
It wouldn't be good for anybody. But we're just trying to... We're speaking hypothetically.
Yeah. Does she need a Corey, y'all? Are y'all sure? Who do y'all think she would be great with from the 90 Day franchise?
Monica Valencia says she needs a Colton.
A Colton would be smart. I don't know about all that.
And Judai said Tanya needs a bobblehead. Yes, dear kind of guy.
Stop. Okay. So we're all kind of like on the same page for the most part with... We don't know who she needs, really. We're just throwing out people. All right, moving on for anyone in the live chat, we're going to go to Emily and Sasha and then Blake and Jasmine. Go ahead and get your comments ready, guys. So with Emily and Sasha, they're going back home. Mm-hmm. Sasha's acting a little sketchy. What's with the three shirts and three pairs of shorts? That's not, we can't say that's the same as Tanya, and there's no excuse there, right, Bri?
Yeah, not if you're planning on moving. I mean... He's like, I can buy more clothes. I'm like, what money?
Right. Mm. She's like, we have to save. Like, we don't even know what we're doing when we get back. Mm. And he's over here, yeah, I'll be fine. It's summer, right?
He said, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
He said, did he
get his visa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know. I must have forgotten that part. But I was like, are they just going hoping that the visa comes?
No, it was David that had the hold up.
Yeah, the baby had the hold up.
Because Sasha didn't turn it in like mm-hmm. she said. Yep. But yeah, she's just super stressed. And Ashley, we love talking about Emily and her personality and how she is. We know how you feel. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. about Emily, what were your thoughts? Did anything change from last week to this week?
So I still think that she has a lot to say. But I think I got clarity on the reasoning.
Okay.
I think that she might be dealing with a little bit of postpartum because mm-hmm. her nerves are really bad. She seemed very sad and depressed. So I think she might be dealing with a little bit of that. I'm definitely not a psychologist, psychiatrist, any of that. It's not my background.
There was also, just so for you guys to know, that was in our news in the News Weekly, some mm-hmm. clarification on that car ride with her being so upset.
Yeah.
She said that apparently she had asked for an infant car seat from TLC because they provided a car for them because they had to situate it with the cameras. And that when the car arrived, it was not an infant car seat. So she was really stressed out and felt like a bad mother because they didn't have time to get another car, letting her son ride in a non-infant car seat to the airport.
Yeah. But still, I think that she's just from what she's been portraying in the past couple episodes, like unable to manage well. Like mm-hmm. she's not managing well. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe, you know, she might be dealing with a little bit of postpartum.
I think some of it. Especially this episode was just, I'm ready to get on this plane. Like, I cannot miss this plane. I need to get up out of Russia.
But her nerves are so bad.
Yeah.
Her nerves are bad. And that's what makes me, like, why are your nerves so bad, you know?
I think it's because she's there with the kid. And she, so I guarantee she you, she supported. Wants her parents and her sister. She needs that support.
She's got all these worries. She's worried about him not supporting her. She's worried about
where they're gonna live,
what her parents are gonna think, and I think she needs to just kind of center and focus and like. And I'm not saying your parents don't matter, but to heck with what they think at that moment. Like right. you kind of got to just get home and make everything happen, or make everything work the best way that you can.
Yeah, this is. But it's hard until you get there, you know.
Yeah,
sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. Lillian Hefner says she's dealing with the fact that her parents might find out. Sasha's been married a few times. That's true, too.
That is. And she said, don't bring it up if they don't ask. Don't hide stuff. It's so much easier to just say what it is up front, get through it, than it is to, oh, they don't know now? Well, we got a plan for later if they find out. They're going to be madder mm-hmm. if they find out later and you've been in the U.S. all this time without letting them know. So why not just be honest? You've been gone. You had a baby. You got with this dude. Like, the baby's already here. Mm-hmm. What can they do? Snap their fingers and the baby's gone again? Like,
right. That's not going to happen.
And his past is his past. You accepted it when you got with him, you know?
Diana Smotherman said that baby is too big for an infant car seat.
I don't know nothing about kids.
Emily did clarify that, too. She said, luckily, because he is such a big baby for his age, that it was fine. But she was just a nervous wreck about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because when I read that comment, like, that is true. He is a big baby.
Is he?
He's solid.
He's pretty chunky.
He's big bone. He's big bone. Aww. With those cheeks. Yeah, he's
so cute. All the babies on 90 Day are really cute. All right, moving on to Jasmine and Blake. Okay. Mm. This story was interesting to me.
Listen, there will be no shackling. She said shackling.
She said shackling. My mom be like, no shacking up.
No, it's no shacking up.
Yeah, no shacking up. But yeah, that's serious.
Yeah, no, like, that's serious.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
You need a ring in your finger. You're going to be under my roof acting up. And she said, well, can he come visit me during the day? Yeah, if somebody's home. Like, they are not playing. You're not getting around them on this.
There will be no hanky-panky under their roof.
I was there for the conversation where the whatever miscommunication happened. Like, how do you miscommunicate?
That was my question.
She's staying here with me in my room.
Right.
How could that have happened, really?
And then I think that he blamed it on her? He's like, well, you wanted to come early.
You're the one that wanted to come early.
She's like, 1 or 2 weeks?
They were trying to blame one another, and then he was like, nope, but I told you to wait.
Right. So. I don't know, but I really think it was... They didn't just make that up. They had been probably like, okay, well, she's coming, cool. I don't know. What do you think, Brie? How do you think?
I think that might have been a TV moment.
I think
it was a TV moment.
There's no way that you can miscommunicate like that. Either he lied outright to them, or they just didn't say their feelings until she got there. Either way, that's messed up on whoever's part it was messed up on.
Right.
Because, like, what is she, like, I mean, well, I get it. He's going to go stay with his brother. But it's like, she's already here. What are you going to do?
Right.
Like, sorry, you can't have nowhere to stay. I mean.
My thing is, why not just go stay with a friend?
Or her sister.
Yeah, her sister. That's a great idea. But her sister might have a roommate.
I need some people to tell me about her sister. I need some, like.
Tea on her.
What is up with her? Like, we didn't get anything, but I'm going to New York. And that was it. And she was gone with the wind. I need to know what she's doing.
And she's not in the wedding photos that we saw.
Yeah, nothing. And then, like, what does she do for work? And how is she getting... I don't know. I'm just being nosy, okay?
But I need to know the tea. We got those fans. You guys can go... Yes.
They will go dig it up.
And she's 10 minutes away from Blake. So what's the tea?
Right.
Like, I know something is there and it's going to come out during the season, but I need it now. I have a feeling. That's just a thought. But I don't know.
So, my whole thing, my one issue I did, I like Jasmine. Let me start with that. Mm-hmm. But I don't like the fact that she's always, like, saying, I don't care, basically, to build a relationship with Blake's friends or Blake's family. Like, you probably should if you're going to marry this man.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that makes me wonder about her intentions. I do think she really does like him, and I think that she does love him. But the fact that she shows a blatant lack of interest in his important relationships in his life is concerning.
Yeah, and he said, like, you should care if you're going to be, they're going to be your family soon.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ashley. That's a big red flag for me if someone says that they don't care to be a part of my friends' lives or my family's lives, because only two things can come of that. One, you break up. Or two, he's secluded from people in his life.
Yep.
Right.
Because you know she's not going to be okay. I mean, maybe she would. She actually might be the kind of person that's okay. That's like, we don't really need to spend time together. You can go hang out with your friends and family.
Right.
She could be.
She probably is.
No telling with her. But yeah, I think that's going to be a huge issue. And I also think that Blake's mom will end up putting her in her place one time. We'll end up putting Jasmine in her place. I don't know. Jasmine may be good at playing her cards because, you know, she'll, yes, I understand, to the parents. Mm-hmm. And then in the confessional,
talk
like,
her mess.
I don't care what they say.
Yeah.
You know? But she may slip up one day and Blake's mom will be right there waiting on her. You know? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And like I said, if anyone in the comments knows about the sister, hit us up with the tea, okay? We need some tea on her.
So Praviana Thai said, because she has no plans to see him or his family after that green card. So that's probably why. And that's my concern.
That's how it comes off.
It comes off that way. But then there does seem to be an emotional attachment there, too. Mm-hmm. So maybe both are true statements. Maybe there really is an emotional attachment, and then maybe she actually is just there for the green card.
Yeah. And I think only two episodes in with this couple, it's hard to read Yasmin.
Yeah.
She's one of those people, it's hard to
read. She is very difficult to read. Somebody in the comments last week kind of explained, she's from Finland, right?
Mm-hmm.
They explained how Finnish women act and like their personality types usually, and they have that soft, calm, kind of detached demeanor.
Yeah, and straightforward.
So, yeah.
And, yeah, I agree. So that's interesting. Okay, Blake and Jasmine, that's it for y'all. Michael and Juliana is the last couple that we have to talk about.
Okay.
So they start the wedding planning, and mm-hmm. we find out that Juliana was married before.
Yes, that was some hot tea.
An arranged marriage.
Ooh, but were we really surprised? I kind of am surprised just because of her age.
Yeah.
But yeah, it didn't work out. It was interesting. So she's kind of lived a full life
mm-hmm.
at a young age.
Early.
I'm less surprised that she had an arranged marriage, but that it only lasted a year.
Mm.
Because I don't know much about arranged marriages, to be honest, but it just seems like something like when we see, what's his face from The Other Way.
Submit.
And how hard it is for him to get out of his arranged marriage. Like, maybe that's just making me think that they wouldn't be easy to get out of. And why did hers end?
Yeah, and how was she just like, okay, I'm gonna get a divorce? You know what I mean? Like,
listen,
if you didn't have that much power on the front end, how do you have that much on the back end?
I agree. But speaking of how easy it was for her to get out of that marriage, so she says. She's not walking out of this one with all the cash, okay? Sarah is making sure of it because it's prenup time.
Yes, time to lawyer up.
Time to lawyer up. Sarah's like, you know what? Let me go ahead and make sure my kids are taken care of because I don't really know where this is going. You know, they're getting married. If that's what y'all want to do, whatever, I'll officiate. But all I know is the papers need to be signed if my kids have anything to do with this or if you get married. You know, I need to make sure that they are good regardless of the outcome of this marriage.
Mm.
Smart. She's always looking out for the kids.
She is.
I love that. And Juliana is like a little confused. Do you think that's a situation, a conversation for the three of them to have? Or do you think it would have been better if Sarah would have pulled Michael to the side, have that conversation with him, and then him and Juliana talk? How do you?
I would say either way it's okay mm-hmm. because technically they're a unit at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like they're going into a marriage. So I think she did okay with addressing both of them.
Yeah.
I don't think that was inappropriate. Like, hey, are y'all getting a prenup or mm-hmm. what? What's up?
So if you had to predict what kind of little workup they'd have in this prenup, what do you think?
I think Michael, everything stays in Michael's name.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has mass control of everything. And if they break up after a certain amount of time, mm-hmm. he gives her a certain amount of money.
Yep.
And then tells her to get on.
Right.
And
I agree.
I think that it'll be some sort of like arranged amount that this is like your baseline. This is what you get if you guys split.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that's all you get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree. And I wonder if do you think Sarah would have anything to do with the numbers? Or do you think it's just her job to bring it up and she has nothing to do with the money anymore?
I don't. I think she would want to see it, actually. I said no initially, but I think she would want to see it.
Mm-hmm. I think it depends on if she also like is getting got money from the divorce or if he's paying her monthly. Like, mm-hmm. what is their situation? What's the child support situation?
Right. All of that comes into play. I agree. So that's going to be interesting to see how, even the conversation, because we didn't see the full conversation play out between Michael and Juliana. So we shall see how much money she gets on her end. We didn't have Robert and Annie, and we also didn't have Natalie and Mike. You know, sometimes they switch on and off. We have so many couples on this show. Time for a special segment. What do you think?
But that's none of my business.
Yes. All right, you guys. So The first question is, would you let your ex-wife or ex-husband officiate the wedding to your new spouse?
I'm good. I don't need
any of that. If y'all are really cool, best friends, best buddies, there's no romantic interest anymore.
I think it's fine for you to be friends, but that doesn't mean you need to officiate the wedding.
That's taking it too far?
I think that's too far because that's bringing your old marriage into your new marriage, 100%.
Yeah, I don't want... Yeah, you can just sit down and enjoy with the rest of the people. We're that cool. You getting an invite is enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
You can come and sit.
Maybe take a quick little picture. I feel
like
that's
somehow somewhat like giving the used wedding ring in a way.
Oh.
In my head, it's like you're bringing some sort of like bad juju into the marriage.
That's the word I was... Yeah, juju.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be some... Yep. Weird juju. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think, I would say no to that.
You would?
Yeah. Not happening. Okay. Second question. Is it okay to not invite your family to your wedding because you're afraid of how they will judge your lifestyle, either negatively or positively?
I'm just going to say no. I think you should extend the invitation, have boundaries so that they know this is mine and this is not yours. You don't have to rub it in their face, but it's... I mean, if any time to do so is the wedding, you're supposed to show up and show out.
That's true.
So why hide it, you know?
That's true.
I think if you guys are a close family, 100%, you need to extend that invitation. And that's up to them if they are going to be petty or not about it. But if you're not close with your family, then no.
Okay.
What do you think?
I would say it depends on the closeness. I'm going to piggyback off of what Bree said. It depends on the actual relationship you have with them. Like, if it's not a close situation, then no, I'm not inviting you. But,
your mom?
That's a close situation.
That's close.
But you mean the rest of the family?
Yeah,
immediate family.
Like, I don't need some aunts and uncles that don't support me if I don't have a close relationship with them coming and dissing on my marriage. Like, that's my day.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Last one.
All right. So I'll ask this. Is it okay to leave your spouse alone for 30 days if you're married or getting married?
They're not married.
Yeah. I think that it's okay to leave your spouse alone. Yeah. I had a friend whose parents didn't even live in the same state and they made it work.
And it works, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But this situation, no.
It's different.
I agree with you 100%. A lot of... people travel and that's how you're making your money. You're doing what you have to do or you don't know, you know, whatever. It's putting food on the table. But this situation, this has nothing to do with it. This is part of the 90 days. And now you have 60 and you guys get along on nothing and you're living in a she shit.
Right.
No.
No, not okay in this situation.
No.
All right.
Okay. What do you think?
I would say I'm on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the fence because I understand why Tanya is so adamant about going because she's been waiting for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of on the fence. And if he's cool with it, then all right.
Yeah. I don't know. I stick to what I said with Bree.
Okay.
You said it's okay if you're married. I need the ring on the finger. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to thank you for that.
No problem.
Moving on to news and gossip.
Yeah.
And I'm throwing it back to you again, Ashley.
Okay, no problem. So, you guys, this week I wanted to highlight some hidden talents from some of our cast members.
Mm-hmm.
And this lovely painting, almost like a cartoon, like Japanese character that surprisingly Juliana painted or drew. And I just was I was going through her stories, kind of just checking her out and see what they were doing. I was so shocked at the detailed work. And she really, really did a great job with this painting.
Yes.
Yeah, or drawing. I keep calling it a painting, but it's so detailed and beautiful. She did a great job. So who would have thought that was her hidden talent?
She has a lot of talents, didn't she?
Yeah. Very creative,
she
right?
She is, yeah.
Very creative, right brain person. And by the way, when we were looking at her, when I was looking at her Instagram, she really is bonding with Michael's daughter. They were sitting there doing Snapchat videos, using filters, eating M&Ms, just living their best life.
Yeah. That's
and you guys, there's actually a chance for you to get in on the 90-day franchise.
Ooh.
They're currently casting for 90 Day Fiancé. They're looking for everybody, anybody, any race, any gender, any sexual orientation, whoever you are. The only requirement is that you
are on Colombian Cupid.
Yes.
And I think well, and at least you're actually going to Colombian Cupid. Like, yeah. They might be searching for other places too, but we definitely know that if you're on Colombian Cupid, you got one of these emails.
Yeah. And you have to be actually trying to marry someone from your fiance has to be from another country, obviously, right?
So hop on it, y'all.
Y'all better get on it. Head to Colombian Cupid really quick.
Right now. Create a little profile. Yep. Do what you gotta do. Hop in the comments and let us know when you do it.
Yeah, and then do we have the Blake story? No.
Blake.
Okay.
What's up with Blake?
He posted on, you know how he's a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really checked out his music. Mm-hmm. So he posted some of his work. And I thought that, like, I thought what he put together, his composed, what do they call it?
I don't know.
His song that he put together, I thought it was really dope. I think he's pretty talented. So
I'll go on his Instagram, see what he's got going.
Yeah, you guys go to Blake's Instagram. It's Hollywood, or yeah, something
just
like that.
Just do hashtag Blake 90 Day Fiance.
It'll pop up. Yeah, he does really good work.
Well, that was a great episode, honestly. Do you think it was better than you thought now that we talked it out, Ashley? A little bit?
No?
It was okay. Hopefully the episodes just keep on coming and they get hotter now that Michael and Angela are here. Where can everyone find you, Ashley?
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie.
And you can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.